And now to the business of advertising. Slate contributor Seth Stevenson has this review of a new ad campaign that attempts to update the tough and not-so-sensitive brawny man.
We see a puppet show of household products. Two paper towel rolls sit side by side, watching a soap opera. On the first roll is emblazoned the familiar brawny man. Next to him, on a roll with updated packaging, is a new, improved brawny man. The characters don't move, but we hear them talking to each other, and the new guy is displaying far more refined emotions.
Be strong, Hope.
You can't tell me you're enjoying this. You're enjoying this.
Hope is about to reveal her true love.
Who cares?
Who cares? James cares. When he finds out Julia's in love with Brad...
He cares about love and loss. In short, he's got a softer side. In a separate spot, he's even shown meditating on a yoga mat.
What are you doing?
Meditation. I'm getting in touch with my inner self.
At the end of each ad, we're told that Brawny has been massively improved. On occasion, a brand icon will wear out its welcome and need to be revamped or replaced. In extreme cases, the icon will have devolved into a bizarre and off-putting grotesquerie. I'm speaking here not just of Kirstie Alley, who was recently dropped by Pier 1 in favor of one of the Queer Eye guys. If ever anyone needed a Queer Eye-style makeover, it was Georgia Pacific's brawny man. Exhibit A, the unfashionable denim shirt, open to mid-sternum. Exhibit B, the porn star mustache. Exhibit C, the tufts of 1970s-style hair obscuring the ears. Clearly, the brawny man had let himself go, style-wise. And yet, Georgia Pacific couldn't just dump him. He's way too famous. Brawny scores a remarkable 70% unaided brand awareness, according to the company. And that's thanks in large part to the man. So while a clean break was out, some major rejiggering was in order. First, the physical changes. The brawny man, previously fair-skinned, with blonde hair and green eyes, is now olive-skinned, with brown hair and brown eyes. According to Brawny's director of marketing, this was done for greater appeal to a wide variety of ethnic groups. Along with his new DNA, Brawny Man got a fresh shirt. The denim one was replaced with a flannel, and, crucially, a t-shirt was added below it. When Brawny did consumer research on the old man, they found he was perceived as very 1970s. The undone buttons with the bare chest beneath were key elements driving this perception. Thus, shirtage. Also, the old man was just head and shoulders. But the new guy shows off his beefy, barrel-chested frame. The company says this change is about projecting more strength, because Brawny's brand equity is all about strength. In fact, it's a little too much about strength. The top three paper towel uses, in order, are cleaning spills, wiping windows, and drying hands. Strength is great for the first two, but you don't want to rub your hands, or your baby's face, with a fiercely abrasive paper towel. Brawny desperately needed a softer side.
New Brawny, now with a softer side.
So they moved beyond the brawny man's physical changes and gave him an emotional makeover too. Thus we get a brawny man who watches daytime television and is perfectly comfortable in the lotus position. These ads are also trying to forge a new emotional bond with female consumers. Is it silly to think that women would buy paper towels based on a fantasy romance with a cartoon hunk on the packaging? Brawny doesn't think so. They've spent frightening amounts of time and money designing the new brawny man and striking a balance between too real and too cartoonish. It's like romance novels, the marketing director told me. Women want someone more fantasy-like, who they can mold in their own image. And when you think about it, it's no different than selling beer with hot, slutty women. I give the new brawny man a B-. The makeover was a long time coming. The ads are just so-so.
Seth Stevenson writes the ad report card column for Slate.